Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, July 18th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, according to reports, a pair of Domtar mills will be sold in early 2023. Also making headlines this past week, nearly 70 fire crew worked to put out a combined locks Wisconsin warehouse fire that serves McKinley Paper. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project, from simple small projects to complex large challenges. Call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Japan. Ringo acquires 20% share in FCL Company Limited. Ringo Company Limited announces it has invested in FCL Company Limited through third-party allocation and acquired a 20% share of the company. FCL is a machinery manufacturer that designs and manufactures industrial machines. Ringo has developed in-house designed machinery equipment with FCL jointly, which are used in Ringo's corrugated plants nationwide. In the future, Ringo says it will support the strengthening of FCL's management foundation through this investment and, at the same time, deepen technical partnerships so as to further enhance facility development capabilities that support production technologies within the Ringo Group. Dateline Helsinki. Storenso and Tetra Pak study a possible solution for beverage carton recycling in Benelux to advance circular paper-based packaging solutions. Now, that's a long title. Storenso and Tetra Pak are jointly examining a shared beverage carton recycling solution to meet the growing recycling needs in Benelux
responding to the demands for circular paper-based packaging solutions. The joint feasibility study includes a plan for a comprehensive beverage carton recycling facility at Stora Enso's Langenbrugger site in Belgium. Processing of the fibers would take place at the Langenbrugger site, while the polymer and aluminum barrier materials would be recycled by a dedicated partner. Now, approximately 75,000 metric tons of beverage cartons are put on the Benelux market annually, a growing volume of which more than 70% is already collected for recycling. Currently, there is no existing beverage carton recycling infrastructure in Benelux. This collaboration between Stora Enso and Tetra Pak would create a complete recycling system for beverage cartons in Benelux and surrounding regions. Now, within this solution, Stora Enso would process collected beverage cartons and recover the fibers. The recycled fibers would serve as a source material for producing recycled containerboard within the Langenbrugge site, delivering a fully circular solution. Tetra Pak would secure a recycling solution for polymer and aluminum materials to be processed by a dedicated partner. The proposed recycling line in Langenbrugge will initially process an estimated 50,000 metric tons of recycled cartons per year, with the potential to increase that.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dateline Finland, Billerud coarseness eliminates the need for plastic film in industrial paper sacks. Performance White Barrier is a new sack paper from Billerud coarseness, where a coating replaces the plastic film barrier commonly found in paper sacks. The sack paper is on par with traditional alternatives regarding shelf life expectancy and other performance factors. Some of the main benefits are easy recycling in regular paper streams, a good printing surface for branding and product content display, and no need for any changes in the supply chain. Performance White Barrier can replace most slit and perforated plastic films without significant changes in shelf life performance, and it works for a wide variety of sack paper applications, including animal feed, building materials, chemical substances, dry food, and mineral products. Brand owners get sustainable product packaging, and users get packaging that only consists of paper, making the sacks easy to recycle in well-established paper recycling process.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Neenah, Wisconsin. Menasha Packaging finalizes the acquisition of Color Box of Georgia-Pacific. Menasha Packaging Company, LLC, a subsidiary of Menasha Corporation, announced it has finalized the acquisition of Color Box, a business unit of Georgia-Pacific, LLC. Terms of the transaction were not disclosed. Like Menasha Packaging, Color Box is a corrugated packaging manufacturer specializing in high graphic packaging solutions. Founded back in 2000, Color Box employs 550 folks and operates plants in Richmond, Indiana, Bellahatchie, Mississippi, and Madera, California. Here comes a quote, quote, "Our two organizations are going to be an excellent fit by joining forces. We'll be able to offer both an expanded geographic footprint as well as enriched capabilities in the area of high-end graphic packaging solutions for our customers," end of quote, said Mike Riesecker, president of Menasha Packaging. Menasha helps over 1,500 leading brands from global leaders to bold new startups go to market every day. Dateline Nashville, Tennessee. Louisiana Pacific Building Solutions celebrates groundbreaking at Bath, New York complex. LP Building Solutions, a leading manufacturer of high-performance building products, broke ground on a new LP SmartSide Expert Finish facility on 75 acres in the town of Bath, New York, this past Tuesday morning. The facility, scheduled to be operational by the third quarter of 2023, will bring more than 60 new jobs to the area. During Tuesday's groundbreaking event hosted by Louisiana Pacific, Steuben County IDA, and Empire State Development, more than 50 attendees heard remarks from Steuben County IDA Executive Director James C. Johnson, LP Vice President of Siding Manufacturing Tony Hamill, New York State Senate 58th Senate District Senator Thomas F. O'Mara, New York State Assembly District 132 Assemblymember Philip A. Palmesano, Schuyler County Partnership for Economic Development and co-chair of the ST Regional Economic Development Council Executive Director Judy McKinney Cherry. Wow, that's a long title. Steuben County Manager Jack Wheeler, New York State Electric and Gas Manager of Economic Development Joe Rizzo, and Town of Bath Supervisor Ronald Smith. At the ceremony, LP Vice President of Siding and Manufacturing Tony Hamill expressed LP's excitement to join the Bath community and expand the company's pre-finished home siding operations in northeastern United States. Dateline Canada, Tolko joins Alberta Forest Products Association. The Alberta Forest Products Association, also known as the AFPA, not to be confused with the AFNPA, announced that Tolko Industries Limited has joined the association officially. Now, Tolko has operated in Alberta since 1994 when their OSB mill in High Prairie first came online. Their other two divisions in Alberta include an OSB and LSL facility near Slave Lake, as well as a dimensional lumber mill in High Level, which is also home to a joint venture state-of-the-art pellet plant they own with Drax. Combined, Tolko's three facilities directly employ almost 700 folks. AFPA is a nonprofit association that represents Alberta's forest industry. Forestry creates over 30,000 jobs in Alberta and generates over $13.6 billion in economic outputs in the province.
And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Canada. According to report, Domtar mills to be sold in early 2023. It looks like the staff of Dryden's Domtar mill will be under a new set of ownership sometime next year after a deal between Paper Excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and a still-to-be-determined third-party company. Announced earlier, British Columbia's Paper Excellence Group has signed a $2.7 billion deal to buy Resolute, which will continue to operate as a standalone entity. Resolute operates roughly 40 facilities in North America and would become a subsidiary of Domtar. Paper Excellence also purchased Domtar and its facilities in May of 2021 after a $3 billion deal. Prior to the purchase, Paper Excellence operated 7 facilities in Canada with roughly 2,800 employees and an estimated $2.4 billion in sales. But when Paper Excellence purchased Domtar in 2021, they were ordered by the Competition Bureau of Canada to sell a Domtar mill in Kamloops, British Columbia, to address any potential monopoly concerns in that region of British Columbia, noting the two companies are some of the largest manufacturers in Canada. Now, as Paper Excellence plans to acquire Domtar, Domtar plans to sell their mills in both Dryden and Espanola to a third-party company due to anticipated regulatory requirements related to the deal, which is expected to close in the first half of 2023, subject to approvals. Dateline Combined Locks, Wisconsin. Nearly 70 fire crews work overnight to put out Combined Locks Wisconsin warehouse fire. After more than 24 hours, the July 9th warehouse fire in Combined Locks has finally been put out. Shortly after 10 a.m. local time, crews responded to the 100 Prospect Street location for a report of a fire involving paper pulp bales. Officials worked through the night and much of Saturday, pulling everything apart to find hot spots. Origami County Emergency Management said 67 departments and more than 700 emergency responders helped the Combined Locks Fire Department. McKinley Paper Company stored large paper bales inside of the warehouse, which an employee for the mill, Christy Strelchek, said all of their paper is now completely destroyed.
There are no reports of injuries, and the cause of the fire is unknown, but investigators do not believe it was intentional. Dateline Stamford, Connecticut. Synveo announces successful management buyout. Synveo Worldwide Limited announced the successful completion of a management buyout of the business led by Chief Executive Officer Rob Burton, Jr., President Mike Burton, Chief Financial Officer Mark Hiltonline, and Chief Strategy Officer Iman Zamelli. As a result of the transaction, Synveo is now owned 100% by its management, with the Burton family being the majority shareholder. Rob Burton, CEO of Synveo, said, quote, "I am grateful for this opportunity and proud to have gained the trust of our shareholders to accomplish this buyout. We have all worked very hard on rationalizing our platform and divesting non-strategic assets, all while delivering superior results for our stakeholders," end of quote. With this buyout, Synveo is now exclusively an envelope-focused business and the largest envelope converter in North America. Through the transaction, the existing Synveo management team will remain in place and will continue to focus its efforts on serving the company's diverse and extensive envelope customer base. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.